And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
Let's go to Bob Bagian right now. Has some news on that. Bob, can you hear me?
Yep, so right now we're in the Phoenix, Arizona area. There have been, there's been a lot of heat and quite a bit of discomfort from the heat in the Arizona, Phoenix, Tucson, Scottsdale, and the major metropolitan areas in Arizona. But fortunately, Phil, the good news, as we report to you here this evening, even though they've had record-breaking heat, there have been no fatalities in Arizona from the heat. Bob, thank you. Phil, every good.
Bob, I just got a question for you. Bob, I got a question for you.
Yes,
Carolina.
Bob. Yes, Phil, right here.
I got a question for you.
Yes, Phil.
You said there's been no reported fatalities in Arizona.
That is correct, Phil.
We've got news that there's been 18.
You've got news 18 what?
That there's been 18 people have died from the heat in Arizona.
All right, let me check my source on that, Phil.
Hello, that'd be great.
No, Phil, there have been no fatalities that we know of in the heat. It's good news.
No. I got it on a couple of different sources, 18 people.
Well, I don't know. Are you talking about people or are you talking about elderly people?
I'm talking about, well, they're probably elderly people.
Oh, no, they don't. Let me tell you, they usually don't count them. No, we're talking about people. No, nobody's died. And it's good news.
No, but 18 elderly people have died.
Yeah, that's true, but they... I thought... I didn't know what you were asking about. Oh, yeah, sure, 18 old people have died, but that's pretty... you know, they're going to go. No, but mine... well, all right, if you're counting them, yes.
Yes, I am counting them.
All right, well, then 18 people have died, but I didn't know you were counting them. Usually you don't count them because...
Why wouldn't I count them?
Say that again, Phil?
Well, okay.
I said, why wouldn't I count them?
All right, man. Roger, I'm upon a break. All right. Say it again, Phil.
Why wouldn't I count elderly people as people?
Well, they're always dying. In other words, I don't mean they're always dying, but when it gets hot, you can just prick. Well, here it goes. The temperatures went above 80. I guess it means someone old's going to die. So that's all I'm saying, Phil. Oh, whoa, what's that? We have a cold epidemic? Well, that's another 50 old people dead because they got the sniffles. So, Phil, all I'm saying is that,
You know, okay, never mind.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it, man.
Say it again?
That's it, thanks.
I can't hear you.
Turn him off, will you?
What do you say?
Doesn't matter. 18 people are dead in Arizona, and this clown sitting there saying, oh, okay, good news, nobody's dead. Well, what about the old people? Oh, well, if you're counting them. 1-800-449-8686. Get Herb Sewell on the line here. Herb Sewell is joining us. Herb, I wanted to talk with you about a couple of emails that I've gotten.
Hold on for a minute, Phil. Oh, that was a great shot. Phil, I'm at a tennis tournament right now. It's the Junior Miss Championships. And my niece...
You have a niece?
Oh, yes. I've got a very, very proficient niece. She's a wonderful tennis player.
You have a niece. You were incarcerated for child molestation.
Well, I might have committed all those crimes, but it doesn't mean that I don't have extended family. You know, is that against the law or something?
All right, never mind. Herb Sewell joins us, who was incarcerated for child molestation and child abuse. Herb, Walter Belhaven, who you describe as a very dear friend, who is still at Atascadero Forensic Psychiatric Hospital for murder, we've had a number of emails asking for his... People want him to be freed. I'm sure it's some kind of a cockamamie, stupid little campaign on the part of my listeners. I got people with a free Walter Belhaven shirt.
Yes, I did see that on the website, Phil, on your homepage, and I thought it was one of Bud Dickman's jokes. Walter Belhaven, Phil, is a monster. He is my friend, and please don't ever make the mistake of not thinking Walter is my friend, a very dear friend, a very loyal friend. But I would never, ever encourage any campaign that would want Walter Belhaven freed. He's very much guilty of the crimes that he's committed, and very much the wonderful overhand shot she's got. She's just got a marvelous overhand.
Can we get to the thing here?
Yes. I would never want Walter Belhaven freed. Two reasons, Phil. Number one, the man is capable of killing any number of human beings with his bare hand, bare hands within a very short period of time. The other, though, is Walter himself. I actually approached on this subject not too long ago.
What did you say to him?
Well, I just said there are people who feel that you've been incarcerated long enough, even though you did murder. Probably he has been guilty of the murder of some 100 people. Police theorize he's been killing since he was 9 years of age. But they did this latest spree, if you will, you know, this little vacation spree he took. With, you know, it's about 5 people, I think, you know, within about 2-day period. Walter would not want it. And he said to me in an email. And
he said to you in an email that he wouldn't want to be free. Did he tell you why?
Well, he said that it's more than anything else, Phil, you have to understand that for Walter to be freed from incarceration for the cold-blooded murder of 5 college girls it would be inconvenient. It would
for what? For society?
No, for Walter. Because of the
Why is it inconvenient for him?
Well, first of all, Walter understands that should he be freed from incarceration at the Forensic Hospital, he is remanded to a halfway house. Now, you know as well as I do that probably within 3 to 4 hours, he has committed his first murder since being out. Now, that means he is a wanted man, a fugitive. It means that there is time taken away from the prison itself. Now, on Wednesdays, he does a nature walk and a lecture on Japanese gardening. He's very, very much concerned with this. And
where does he do this?
Who?
Walter! You're telling me he does a lecture on Japanese gardening and a nature walk?
Yes, at the Forensic Hospital. I thought I told you about that. Walter's very, very passionate about Japanese gardening. And for him to go out... Now, he's committed a murder. Probably within 3-4 hours after his release, he's committed at least 2 murders. Which means he knows as well as I do, as well as you do, that there's a manhunt now on for him. Now, does he try to evade the dragnet, or does he just turn himself in? Most likely he would turn himself in. It depends on which day he commits the murders. Because, you see...
Yeah, but because he's got his nature walk thing?
He does a nature walk that the prison authorities allow him on the perimeter of the grounds. It's really, really, I've done it with Walter. It's quite illuminating. There's a wonderful array of not only flora and fauna, but also some bird watching is done. Because the Atascadero Hospital is located in the central coast of California, and there's quite a marvelous, marvelous record of Chumash artifacts. Also, Walter is a great, great lover of Japanese gardening. Now, he does a talk 2 days a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, in the day room. And even Randall Toomey shows up for these. And Randall hasn't spoken, as you know, since he butchered his entire family alive on a fishing boat in the South Pacific. So anytime you get Randall out of his cell, you know, it's a party. You know, so I just don't think...
So in other words, he wouldn't want to be let out because it's inconvenient, given the fact that he gives a nature walk and a lecture on Japanese gardening.
That's basically it, yes.
You realize how ridiculous this sounds.
Oh, absolutely I realize how ridiculous. But I told you, Phil, I've told you time and again. Walter's mad. He's quite mad. Walter is mad. You know, not that he wouldn't want to see Bunny again. You know.
Yeah, Bunny's his wife, right?
Yes, Bunny Bellhaven. And everyone laughs at that. Bunny Bellhaven is very alliterative. But Bunny is... No, but he loves Bunny, but he knows that between leaving Atascadero and getting to Bunny in the Bay Area, there's probably 3 or 4 murders that are committed along the way. And he never does get to see Bunny. This way, at least they have their conjugal visits, you know, you know, a couple of times a month, yeah. Hold on for a minute, Phil. It's match point. Now, I...
Get out of here, screwball. What am I wasting my freaking time with that nutcase? So Walter Bellhaven, for those of you who have been writing emails, and that guy with the T-shirt, Free Walter Bellhaven, he went into a health food store. The listener's name is Dan. He goes into a grocery store. He's got on a Free Walter Bellhaven shirt. The woman says, "Who's Walter Bellhaven?" He says, "Oh, he's a serial murderer responsible for the butchering of, like, you know, 10 people, and then he cut their body parts up and sold them to a health food store." And the woman, I guess figuring he's joking, says, and of course he is, and she says, "Oh, well, why would you want him freed?" And the guy says, "Because their tofu just hasn't been the same." And he said then in his email, says, she laughed nervously. So Walter Bellhaven is inside. For those of you who want him out, please understand he's got his nature walk and lecture on Japanese gardening to give. 1-800-449-8686. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up tonight on our program, we're going to have Larry Grover is back with us, and Larry is actually back with the Conservatives of Kern County. He had a brief flirtation with the liberal movement, but is quickly back with the conservative side. He's going to be talking tonight with us about Black History Month. Larry's white, but he has a idea. And it's funny because I was just reading this article. This is a two-year-old article. I didn't even know about this. Did you ever hear this story? This Representative Sheila Jackson wanted Sheila Jackson Lee wanted to have more black names of hurricanes because the white ones, they're too lily white, like Bob and Jim. So naturally, here come the gags. You know, Hurricane Chantel, Hurricane Dolene, whatever. You know, she was like bugged about it. Well, I mentioned this story because Larry Grover was on tonight. And is going to make the case, and I don't know that it can be made, but he's going to try to make the case that, yes, slavery was bad. But if we didn't have, and he doesn't want me to use the term slave trader. He thinks that's too charged. Purchasing agent and broker. And if we didn't have those people, then black folks would never have gotten to America and would not have the opportunity they have here, as opposed to writing rap songs about spearing giraffe. I mean, you know, this is the guy. So you booked it, bud.
Yeah, right. That's what I did. I booked it.
Well, you did. And also tonight on the Phil Hendry Show, we'll have Bob Green, who is actually doing something very nice. He's setting up tents with fans, and there's lemonade and root beer floats for the homeless and the elderly down in Buena Park. The tents will have air conditioning. They will have fans and things so people can cool off. He is, of course, expecting some media coverage. And if there isn't any, then guess what? He's going around picking up everybody's lemonade and saying, get out. Anyway, that's coming up tonight. Now, what's our flashback, Mark? This is going to be a sweet flashback tonight. Oh, we get a lot of repeat flashback requests of bits we've done on our show before. Many, many. And that's okay because we understand, like, hit records. You know, how many times people want to hear Stairway to Heaven, at least when I was, you know, a DJ, it would have made you, you know, puke through your nose. So, you know, the same thing goes with the bits from our show. Tonight, we will have Pastor William Renick dancing to Rick James' Give It To Me. And I believe it's a celebration of his birthday. It's his birthday, and Miss Clara calls and says, look, I got a special birthday. Would you please play Give It To Me by Rick James? Because it was a song that he and I danced to lo these many years ago. So we're going to do that coming up later on tonight. 1-800-449-8686 here on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So yesterday I said that I'd started a new blog called GeorgeBush'sGod.com, knowing full well that when I mentioned that domain name, somebody would run right out and try and register it. Ha, 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 ha. Tricked you. Yes, I'm starting a blog, but it ain't going to be called that. Well, a guy that did is a cat named Lucas Blanco. He's a nice guy. He's in Miami. And Lucas, so you know that when I made that announcement on the air last night and you went out and you registered it because you're going to try to squeeze me for something, which I said, yeah, you know what? You can have the name, man. That's cool. And I will plug your site. But people, I got emailed by about five or six different people before you even emailed me telling me that it was taken, that this cat, Louis Blanco, Lucas Blanco, excuse me, if you don't mind me calling you Louis, I think it sounds better than Lucas. I think Louis Blanco sounds almost, you know, Mr. Brigatti, maybe you don't remember me. My name is Louis Blanco. Don't you remember Carlito's Way, bud?
Yeah, Benny Blanco from the Bronx.
That's right. John Leguizamo. Maybe you don't remember me. My name is Benny Blanco from the Bronx. Yeah, maybe I don't remember the last time I blew my nose. Great movie. Oh, God, is that a great movie. you ever seen Carlito's Way? Oh, you got to see it. It's like, look at you, man. Who are you, man? Who you been with? I've been with many made people. You just a purse-snatching, chain-stealing, mighty-cone mother. He said, go on, go out and snatch a purse. And Mr. Brigandi, maybe there's a misunderstanding here. I'm Benny Blanco from the Bronx. Yeah, yeah, I know who you are. Oh, God, it's great. And it's John Leguizamo. Anyway, so this cat, Lucas Blanco writes, he says, yeah, Phil, that was strictly from hunger, as Margaret would say. I'll give you the domain name and a painting from my website if you mention it. Funny that you checked who owned anyway. Love the show. Been a member, backstage past member for a long time. His website is I don't vouch for this website because I haven't been on it. Maybe I ought to go on it before I vouch for it. You think it's kiddie porn? I don't know. Well, you know what? You go at your own risk. It's www.miamiart.us. Is Luca? It wouldn't be something illegal. Why would a guy want me to plug it? What is it? Oh, my God. It's old women having sex with young studs. It's youngstud.com, part six. It's maddox.xmission.com. Helps artists promote their careers. That's a very, very worthwhile cause. So it's miamiart.us. That's Lucas's website. And you can have georgebushesgod.com on me, Lucas, because our website, our blog site's going to be called something totally different. But thank you very much. You're okay. And the rest of you people, you're all a bunch of freaking tattletales. Favorite line from Eric Robertson from The Phil Hendry Show. It was spoken by David G. Hall. Courtney Cox just came in tonight with David Arquette. I can't wait for her to have to go to the can. Another email here from Drew. If my brother uses my account again to email you about wanting to see you do the Herb Sewell laugh on a future webcast, disregard it for me out of spite. Also, we were driving home the other night and almost hit a dude on a bicycle. I won't say what ethnicity the guy was, but as my brother said, we were almost up to our sunroof in bowl haircuts. That's from Drew. And here's one from Jesus. He says, where can I find that movie of the soldier being shot and the Arab squirting a few out? Thanks, Jesus. Dude, that's on Army Times, the website for Army Times. They post a lot of video from Iraq and Afghanistan. Here is another email. This is from Matt. He says, Phil, I'm a backstage pass member, and because of this, you are entitled to read this email. Now that you are reading this email, I'm forced to let you know that it has absolutely no point. Ha, 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 ha. That was fun. Baba Booey. Now we have this one from Ryan. I've noticed about your comedy, one of the things I've noticed about your comedy is the close attention to detail. Sometimes I think you're so good at this that you don't even notice. The example I'm thinking of is the other night when Margaret Gray's husband asked, where's the ice? And Margaret says, where it's been for 30 years. The genius of that exchange exists on so many levels. First of all, I think we've all heard our parents or someone's parents engage in a similar discussion. Secondly, the slight change in volume from Margaret's voice to her husband's voice, which, judging by the last webcast, is executed by moving away from the mic. Thirdly, the tone of voice Margaret used is so spot on, it's scary. It's a mixture of annoyance and bossiness. It made me want to ask you if you found that part to be particularly funny. Anyway, thanks for the laughs, Ryan. In answer to that email, Ryan, I think the funniest stuff about life are those moments. The stuff that's said off to the side. The old man saying, where's the ice? And the mom saying, where it's been for 30 years. Oh, my God. My mom used to have this look on her face when my dad would ask something stupid or my father would yell. My dad would be in the car. Marge, do you know where the can of lubrication, the Vaseline? And my mom would look at me with the eyes like, holy God. You know that rolled eye look? To me, those were the moments of high comedy. Funny, one of the funniest things for me was looking at my old man getting angry in traffic. We were, my dad had a sailboat, and so we went sailing in Newport Beach a lot when I was a kid, and we were in the Balboa, we were in the Newport Harbor there, and we're sailing. Now, coming up behind us is one of these all-day fishing boats, and the guy leans on his horn. My father turns around and says, what do you want me to do, pick it up and walk out of here with it? And the other great line from my old man that I remember is we were out at Riverside for the races. We were both big racing fans, and so we would go out for the just the sports car races at Riverside. And anybody who's driven through pedestrians knows it can be pretty hair-raising. My father was a very vocal guy, and there's a guy walking in front of our car, and he leans out the window, and he goes, you better watch out, pal, or you're going to get an ass full of car. And the thing about my dad is I don't think he was really aware that he was cracking me up. I mean, I'm dying listening to this stuff. So, yeah, that to me is high comedy, man. You can take all the punchlines. You can take all of that stuff. It's not as funny to me as reality, and that's why what we try to do on a show is
be real.
Yes, be real.
That's why my voice is so real.
Yeah, you are, man. You're real to me. Real pain.
Yeah, real pain.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Go get me another cup of water.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
The following bit is not podcast friendly. Again, the following bit is not podcast friendly. A word to the wise from the Phil Hendry Show.
Well, Stanley, it's nice to see you reading the Bible. That is the Bible, isn't it, Stanley?
No, Ollie. This is the Quran.
Why didn't you tell me you were Al-Qaeda?
Well, Ollie, you didn't ask me.
I didn't ask you.
I don't want it.
Oh,
I don't
want it. Oh, no, don't pull that fuse. Oh.
Kill it, man. Kill it. We're done with it, bud. God, kill it.
I like it. Wonderful music, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very whimsical, man. Just kill it, will you? Kill it, dude. Freak. But you get high to stuff like that, don't you?
Maybe.
Yeah, big can of pan. Can of pan.
Yeah, who's getting high now?
I mean, can of paint, Stanley. All right, anyway. I don't know if you guys are, you know, if teenagers, we've got three, and they all now must drive cars. They must. And, you know, this summer we took the cars away from the two oldest guys. Well, one of the cars, the lease expired, and we're not, like, running right out and getting a new one, if you don't mind. I mean, I know he's in college, but he's living in the dorms over there at SC, so I don't know. What do you need a car for? I believe that he should have a car. He's a good student. I think if a guy's a good student and you can do it, you can help him. You should get a car, even when they're 16. If they're doing the job and it's legal for him to drive and you can afford it or you can somehow help them afford it, I don't see a problem with it if they're getting the job done at school. That's always been my thing. And I tell Maria, I'll say, you know, I really think you're getting kind of hung up on the fact that kids are shoe-shining their hair and growing beards. I just think it looks bad. Well, you know, you're right, but isn't it more important that they're doing their schoolwork? Well, yes, it is. I said, so let them look like pigs in the summer if they want. One of my guys is like growing a freaking beard. He looks like Al-Qaeda. You know, and he never comes out of his room for all I know. That freaking guy's planning on something at a double-decker bus. I just joke. That's probably not very nice to say. So let me just have this whimsical interlude. All right, let's just roll back. So, yeah. Now, the youngest one, who's 15, starts in with me the other day. Have you got $140? Mom owes me $140. Oh, really? From what? Because I hosed off the bird nest of the back of the house. Okay, yeah, fine, man. There's a bank right over there. Yeah, all right, man. God, don't push me, dude. So we went over to Jerry's Deli, and we're having, you know, lunch, and we come out, and he says, you want to get that money now? Yeah, all right, man, I'll go get the money. So I go over there, and I'm screwing with him, because I that's what I'll do with it. It's like, what money is that?
It's $140. Mom said she'd pay it to me if I, got the bird nest back.
Oh, that's really great. So why doesn't she pay it?
Well, she hasn't. You can do it.
Really? What kind of money is it? I'll just drag it out. So now we get over there, and I say, well, I got $160 out. Here, I'll take this $20. The rest is yours. And I say, now try and stick some of it in the bank. And this is his response. It's already spent. And I go, see, that's what I'm talking about, man. I mean, you got to save some bread. You know, his mom, my wife, I would never be able to do. I don't know any kids that can do this. But Maria, by the time she was 18, she'd save 2 G's, just like babysitter money. She put in the bank, right? So I said to the kids, my son, why don't you save your bread?
Well, it's because,
and that's where they start in with what I call the wool. You know, everything follows the word wool. Dude, why don't you save your money?
Well, okay, yeah, I could, but,
you know, in other words, in their logic, it's save money. Sure, I could do that, but there's a hot fudge sundae that needs to be bought. What are you talking about? You know, what world do you live in, man? I could, but Harry Potter's out.
Hi.
Yeah, you're right. Boy, that Harry Potter came out. Those guys had it read in a half hour. Oh, my God. That J.K. Rowling, I don't even think she knows what she's got. Well, she must. I mean, I would never say that a woman's stupid. But when you got guys standing in line at midnight, you know what? Music sucks. Music is dead. Kids don't dig music, even that freaking hip-hop, man. As much as you guys have got something to say and angry about the whole power struggle, you know what? Blow it out your rear end. They'd rather read Harry freaking Potter than listen to your stuff. So anyway, I said, okay, dude, why don't you save the money?
Well, okay, yeah, but I mean,
how are you going to buy a car, man? You want to buy a car, you know, he's got his driver permit, and you're going to be 16 here soon, and you're going to have a driver's license. How are you going to get a car?
I'm thinking people are going to help me with that.
Oh, really? Who's that, man? And then he goes,
well, it's not like I have $26,000.
And I go, my point exactly.
Well, yeah, I'm going to save that now from $140. Like the kid,
you know, everything I'm saying now is like deathly serious.
You think I can save $26,000 hosing down bird nests from the side of the house? Are you mad?
I'd love to see you try it, though. Yeah, it's just like, you know, hey, how about saving some of that bread for, oh, I don't know, like helping in the purchase of an automobile so you can drive yourself. And it's not just that they're getting a car. You can drive yourself to school, drive your sister to school. You can run errands for me. I love the kids having a car. Are you kidding me? I can sit on my dead can, say, hey, why don't you run out and get me a, you know, a carton of Marlboros and some Diet Coke? Well, and that now they don't want to drive, see? Oh, man, they can't wait to freaking drive when they finally get their license. You go, hey, yeah, you, which one of you guys has the car? Go out and get me some of that ice cream.
What? I just started.
Go get it. Yeah, they're my designated drivers. Like my son, Nick. Nick, come on. Where are we going? Over to the sports bar. Why? Because I'm going to watch a ball game and I'm going to drink about two cases of beer.
What, are you kidding me, man? And I don't get any?
No, you don't. You're 18. Ha 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 ha. Come on. You can hang around. You can soak up the atmosphere. Anyway, all right, coming up tonight on the Phil Henry Show, we will have Larry Grover talking about, well, a new book he's written called, what is the name of that book? It's called America is Great or something like that. And then we have later on Bob Green from Fraser Food on helping people during this heat wave. 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, I found, as you know, I mean, I don't want to beat a dead horse in this deal, but I, you know, I wake up this morning, I call my wife, and I said, honey, we're going to have lunch today. And she says, you didn't hear? I said, okay, now what? You know, this is from, you know, you get you. I'm a child of the Kennedy assassination generation. That's my generation, right? So ever since the Kennedy assassination, you are waiting for the next bulletin. You're just waiting for the next bulletin, baby. Now, everybody expects a bulletin, but it used to be nerve-wracking.
We interrupt this program for a special...
Jesus, what? And, you know, days of our lives.
Harry, I don't think I will ever allow you to touch me in that very private...
We interrupt this program for a special announcement from CBS News, so you better sit down and watch! Because it could be bad! Real bad!
And then they come on, and what is it? Something, I don't know. Yeah. The Senate Judiciary Committee today announced that a guy had the squirts. Yes, the squirts. It's something really important to someone. I couldn't care less. Orrin Hatch had to run from the room today, holding on to his rear end. The whole thing is just... I'm Walter Cronkite, and Cronkite was the guy for me, for my generation. You know, see poor Walter bawling his eyes out when Kennedy got his head blown off, and from that point on, you know, we interrupt this pro-. And if you saw Walter, it's like, this is serious, man. Okay, now what happened? Something get blown up again? Now, today, we had another report that there were bombs in London. And, you know, I hear that news, and the first thing that comes to my mind is, oh, God, you know... This is a time when we could all get our heads out of our asses and get it together and start kicking some serious ass on these people who are Nazis. These terrorists are Nazis. They're against women, trade unions, free speech, Jews. I mean, there couldn't be anything more Nazi than these terrorists. But what do I think? Now here it comes. There's going to be all of these jackasses with their, you see what George Bush did?
That's like saying, man, you know what that's like saying? You know, if we never had the Olympics in Atlanta, that guy wouldn't have placed that bomb. What are we doing having the Olympics in Atlanta? How dare they have the Olympics in Atlanta? Why, that only encourages people to bomb things. That's the logic, man. You know, it's like flips me out. It just, after a while, I want to, well, I am considering suicide. It's as simple as that. It may be tonight, it might be next week, but one of these nights, I know a lot of you would be, you'd be happy. I'd blow my freaking brains all over the, all over my brand spanking new Dolly print. So I saw that news, and I just wanted to chirp my guts up after seeing that. Now, I know why I'm thinking this, because the fascism and the Nazi thing started coming to my mind. You know, Nazis, fascism. And then I realized, ah, yes, that's right. That's how the brothers view their sister. They are the concentration camp inmates, and she's the Nazi commandant. Now, never mind that she's like 3 years younger than the youngest one of them. You know, it's because I was talking about this. Everything would be great if she wasn't here, but she always gets everything. And you notice how emotional boys are? You know, boys are a riot. They think they're little men, but they cry more than girls. They flip out more than girls. They can't take pain the way girls can. You know, young chicks getting their ears pierced at like 5, right? You send like a 14-year-old guy in to get a tetanus shot, and he's, I don't want to. Yeah. And what's the worst part about it is you try to lay this on them. This is a fact. This is going to be the truth, dude. And they're like, oh, yeah, right. Girls are nothing. But in the world of these three guys, their kid's sister, who's 13, and they're all like big teenage guys with hair on their legs, beards, and the ability to do serious damage to, you know, a lot of things in this world. But she, man, she is the freaking devil incarnate. She's the princess of darkness. How come every time we want to do something, she, you know, they get that. Like, what is the problem here, man? I mean, well, it's just every time we want to go somewhere and do something, she's got to come along. She's your sister. You know, all for one and one for all. Come on, man. She wants to go with you guys. She digs being with you guys. Why don't you give her a break? Well, I don't want to because I hate her. Well, that's a good reason. You hate her. Yeah? Do you hate her? Guess what I got at him the other day? I'm talking to him. I go, hey, let me ask you a question. Yeah? Suppose when she gets to be 18, Catherine, she starts dating like one of my friends. And he says, I'd kick his ass. Aha! So you do care about her. Which is like the most embarrassing admission in the world. I didn't say that I cared about her. I just thought, oh, no. You just said you'd kick the guy's ass if he was, you know. I don't want to be around when she starts dating. Why? Because I don't even want to be, I don't want to see half the guys she goes out with because I may want to kick their asses. I mean, what? You know. It's a great world. It's a great world, man, if you're not riding a double-decker freaking bus. It's a great world if you're not just trying to get to work in the morning, huh? Then it can be a little tricky. But then, hey, if we didn't have a city called London, they wouldn't have a place to plant their bombs. Why did they have to put London there? You see, it only encourages them. This is what's going on, man. I'm telling you, folks, this is the people are so scared and so dumbfounded as to how to wiggle their way out of this ideological straitjacket they put themselves into because they're so scared of just going and fighting these people that they've put themselves through all kinds of gymnastics to come up with this one. If we hadn't gone to war against these people, then they wouldn't be bombing us. Excuse me, I think they've been doing it since 93. Yeah, but if we hadn't, okay. Well, if we hadn't started America. Yeah, if I had wheels and pedals, man, I'd be a ding-dang Schwinn. Far out. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Coming up, we have tonight Larry Grover and Bob Green of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, we will have tonight on our show Larry Grover, who is going to be talking about the book that he wrote. And don't, Bud, whatever you do, don't help me with the name of that book.
I don't know the information. You took it down.
All right, you're right. I did take it down. Larry Grover has written a book, ladies and gentlemen. It's entitled, oh, Thank God for America. I knew it was a name like that. And the book will explore the idea, just the very remote idea that maybe, just maybe, there is a debt of gratitude owed to those individuals who were slave traders. Now, this is his idea, because yes, they were bad, but they did bring African Americans to America where,
you know, the likelihood of success is far greater than, as Larry puts it, back there, end quote. Also tonight, we will be talking with Bob Green from Fraser Foods. They have tents set up at Legion Park there in Buena Park, where they are trying to assist people with the heat, elderly people as well as the homeless. Bob has tells us he has lemonade, he has hot fudge sundaes, he's got, or, you know, what do they call them, ice cream floats. They got a big widescreen TV set up. They're showing DVDs of Friends, Miss Congeniality 2, and the Nick and Jessica Newlywed Show. What is that?
That's what he said.
Anyway, Bob wants to help the homeless, and he wants to help the elderly in the heat. But yes, he also would like some media coverage. And if that doesn't happen, people are going to, old people are going to start flying out of that tent. 1-800-449-8686. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.